I can make a motion to come out of executive session.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to come out of executive session. Do I have a second?
Second
by Secretary Harris. Any public comment or questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in regular session of the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. I believe there wasn't any action related to the executive session items. So if there is there any other further business for the Legal and Title?
No, sir. There's nothing else to discuss.
If not, we have a motion to adjourn by Mr. Arnold, the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Hollinshead. Questions or discussion? Public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Legal Time Controversy Committee is adjourned.
The Docket Review Committee is called to order. Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Secretary Harris?
Here.
Mr. Cordera?
Here.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Height?
Here.
Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Watkins?
Here.
Mr. Bradbury? And Mr. Carter?
Here.
We do have a quorum, and I appoint Mr. Macy Dennis as my designee to present the docket recommendations. Mr. Dennis?
Thank you. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the July 13, 2016 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number one. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number one through items number 32. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency leases, transfers, there were no items received for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number one through items number four, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Thank you, sir. That concludes your report. Thank you. Are there any public comments? Are there any comments from the board?
No, I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Good. Mr. Segura, motion. Second. Secretary Harris. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The yeas have it. And do we have a motion to adjourn the docket?
Move.
Move
to adjourn.
Mr. Segura, second. Mr. Hike, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Docket committee is review is adjourned. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the July 13, 2016 regular meeting and lease sale. Can I have the roll call, please?
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Hike? Ms. LeBlanc? Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Mr. Watkins?
Here.
Mr. Carter?
Here.
Mr. Bradbury? Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Thank you. Item 2 is the approval of the June 8th, 2016 minutes. I believe all members received a copy via email as well as within this packet. I have a motion to approve. Please.
Move to approve those minutes.
Move by Mr. Gore. Second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any comments or questions from the board members? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to approving these board minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee.
I move to accept the approval of the committee.
Mr. Gore makes a motion to approve committee recommendations. Second by Mr. Hike. Any comments or questions from the board members? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to these committee recommendations being approved? Hearing none, they are approved. Item 4, we have new business.
Yes, sir. I had a discussion with Mr. DeVitt just a minute ago, and I think it would be a good idea maybe if he could come forward and just we're going into now the next meeting, as I understand it, we're going to go to the new rules, and I just thought that might be a good idea if he could give us an explanation about how we're going to handle that, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at it in detail, but since we won't have committee meetings before the board meeting, the agenda for the board meeting will be all of the items that ordinarily would be on the committee. So, and just keep in mind that to add an item to the agenda is possible during a meeting by unanimous vote. And otherwise, the agenda is going to be published at least 24 hours before the meeting time.
Thank you.
Has the time been decided upon? Will the time be the same since we're not having the committee meetings? What time will the will it be?
9:30.
9:30 for the actual regular meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything. Okay. Thank you.
And what about we still have the opportunity to request something being added to the agenda? We get the agenda in advance, right, Ms. Talley?
Sorry, I had to turn on my mic. Yes, sir, that's correct. We try to send out the agendas on Thursday or Friday of the week prior, and in the email that I send you all, it lets you know that if you have any items that you'd like to add, just please contact Mr. Boulay or me, and we'll add those items for you.
It anticipated that, maybe this is a stupid question, but I guess the various committees that we have, would they be standing committees?
They no longer will be committees. Everything will be handled by the board. So each agenda, each committee will be an agenda item on the board meeting, the whole board meeting.
Right. The we'll still get the same reports. They'll be entitled staff reports instead of committee reports now.
And we'll vote on each issue as an entire board, not as a committee.
So if there's any additional committees that need to be formed, it should be formed in, as we did this morning, by motion.
Yes, sir. And actually, since it is a new process, and to give the board a heads up, I can send out a rough schedule so you can take a look at it and see how it will be different from this month. And instead of waiting until a few days before, you'll have a heads up on that.
Thank you.
I'll send that out.
And I would guess, as described earlier, for them to actually be a committee, it would have to be made up of less than a quorum of the members, right?
Well,
Chris.
Otherwise you're just essentially a board meeting.
So my purpose earlier in discussing that was just to make you guys aware that technically, if there is a quorum of the mineral board and it was advertised as a subcommittee meeting, it's a technical violation of the open meeting laws, because in actuality it's a meeting of the mineral board anytime there's a quorum of the mineral board. So I'm just trying to help us avoid any technicalities.
So a separate committee would have to constitute less than a quorum of
less than
members.
A quorum
unless it's publicized.
Pardon?
Unless it's publicized. In other words, for instance, if a subcommittee is formed of members of the board and it is a committee that's made up of a quorum, it would be advertised, and that would be in compliance.
In a quorum of the subcommittee or a quorum?
No, a quorum of the board. As long as there's publication, right? As long as there's full publication, then there's no violation of the open meeting law.
That's the not to be a legal nerd or anything here, but to avoid that, technically, if there's a quorum of the board, it's a meeting of the mineral board. And if it was advertised as a subcommittee, it's a technical violation. So the way to avoid that is just for, like we were asking earlier, to have the non-subcommittee members be seated apart, not be participating.
Okay.
So as long as you make that aware, a court will be more likely to not hold us in violation.
Got you. Thank you.
Mr. Hike, I just believe it's probably more transparent and cleaner just if we feel the need just to have a full meeting of the board. If not everyone shows up, it's not a board meeting. If a quorum is present, it is.
Any further new business? Okay. Item 5 is to go to executive session to discuss the the bids on a lease. Can a motion to go to executive session, please? Move by Mr. Gore to go to executive session?
Yes.
Second by Mr. Harris. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Here now, we're in executive session to discuss the bids.
Long enough, he knows when this special resolution that needs to
was that? Okay. You're going to read this one.
Okay.
Yes.
Read that. Okay.
Yes.
As far as he's concerned, he is.
The new man.
Have you always been him?
Absolutely.
He's a real nice guy.
Yeah, I know him. I just got
on. It's up in the air. The AG his staff is confident that they.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, okay.
We also had this laminated for him somehow.
Got it?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right. I'd rather read. If you can read this paragraph here up until the further result.
To here?
I'd like to make a motion to come back out of executive session.
Move to come out of executive session.
Move, Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Hike. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Hearing none. No one opposed. We're out of executive session. Mr. Vaughn?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 44567, the staff recommends accepting the bid of Merlin Oil and Gas Incorporated. This is the first, their first bid, which is $3,150 in a cash bonus, $225 per acre, and 23.5% royalty. On track number 44568, we're recommending that the bid of Wapiti Operating be accepted. That concludes the staff's recommendations.
Thank you. You've heard Mr. Vaughn's final recommendation to the board. Any comments or questions? And motion to approve staff recommendation. Move on, Mr. Hike. Second by Mr. Watkins. Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, those leases are awarded. Thank you, Mr. Vaughn, and don't go anywhere. As most of y'all know, Mr. Vaughn has been serving 25 years, 30 years, how long?
I think 29.
29? I've only been here for 20 of them, so you've educated me quite a bit. We do have a special resolution that we'd like to read regarding your retirement.
This resolution, whereas the career of Vic Marks Vaughn with the state of Louisiana began unceremoniously with his original employment on August 1st, 1975 as a geologist one with the Office of Mineral Resources, where he first exhibited the knowledge and acumen so evident in his later state service, but which led to his being lured by the siren call of a booming private oil and gas industry to leave the state employment on January 31st, 1977, as a geologist too. And
whereas perfecting his understanding of and skill in the still vibrant but declining private oil and gas industry brought Vic on December 12th, 1988, back to welcoming state employment as a geologist three, from which date he has continued his illustrious career, providing the Office of Mineral Resources and the State Mineral and Energy Board a superb work ethic, an enlightened insight into the geological craft as it pertains to mineral leasing and development for the state of Louisiana. And
whereas his copious knowledge of the field of geology and desire to see Louisiana's mineral and energy resources utilized to propel this state into the elite strata of energy providers for the USA, his unselfish attitude in taking on, successfully completing necessary projects, his willingness to share his knowledge with subordinates, and his continued effort to bring the high standards he espouses to those with whom he is associated, cause the recognition of his superior knowledge, skills, and attributes, which were duly rewarded by his promotion to geological supervisor on January 8, 2001, and then to geological administrator on June 23, 2003. And
whereas, given his comprehensive knowledge of the Office of Mineral Resources, purpose, and function, he was detailed to special duty as Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Mineral Resources on March 29, 2006, from which he brought a unifying consistency to OMR's daily routine. Thereafter, returning to the position of Geological Administrator, his present serving position, and
whereas, under his leadership over OMR's Geological and Engineering Division, he strengthened the use of technical and geological engineering data to support best decisions for OMR, promoted the acquisition and use of seismic data and track evaluation, exercised prudence and sound judgment in the acceptance of bids at lease sale, sought promotion and training opportunities for G&E employees, supported the decision and work product of G&E employees, promoted the use of GIS software in lease evaluation, crafted language that assisted the lease review committee in getting undeveloped acreage released from vintage leases, demonstrated an uncanny approach to solving complex problems presented to OMR, always offering reasonable, workable solutions.
Whereas to acknowledge his outstanding and meritorious service to the state of Louisiana, the Department of Natural Resources, the Office of Mineral Resources, the State Mineral and Energy Board, and further to acknowledge the immeasurable value imparted to those with whom he has worked and supervised, this recognition is bestowed upon Vic.
Now, therefore, be it resolved with the concurrence of the current and former staff of the Office of Mineral Resources, the State Mineral and Energy Board unanimously accords the following to Victor Marks Bond. Number one, our heartfelt appreciation for your dedicated and distinguished service to the state of Louisiana in helping to shepherd the state's quality management and conservation of its mineral resources. Number two, our belated, though sincere, kudos in recognition of the hard work, long hours, and unparalleled expertise in which you have brought to and so unselfishly shared with OMR and the board in service to the state of Louisiana. And number three, our sincere gratitude for your partnership with and guidance of the various personnel and state agencies who work to serve the interests of the people of Louisiana in the preservation and conservation of its minerals.
Be it further resolved that the board desires only good fortune and a comfortable, healthy, and fulfilling retirement following your faithful service to the state of Louisiana. From all of us, we wish you a happy, prosperous, and rewarding retirement, good fortune, and good fishing.
You're here.
Thank you. And then, you know, going back to 1975, I kind of forgot about that, you know, the exact dates. I actually met my wife at the Christmas party in December, and then when I left, I moved in February, I moved to Magnolia, Arkansas, and we had just met months before, so it was a long-term relation, or you know, over the phone relationship for a while. But I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure working with the board, the past boards, Tom, Mrs. Segura, Emil, been here, you know, quite some time. Some new board members, Mr. Hike, joined us. Ms. LeBlanc was here before and came back, and it has been a pleasure. And it's been a pleasure working with the staff of OMR. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a motion that I made. I guess the entire board's going to second that motion.
Yes.
Yes.
Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion and resolution passes. Thank you, Vic.
I have to tell my wife, though, you can't knock down the wall in the house because I'm going to need that to put the resolution.
Part of the resolution? Any special announcements?
We have a few announcements. I should ask if we could do this in a different order. I'm choked up now after that. The total for today's lease sale is $59,150, which is also the fiscal year-to-date total since now is the this July is the first month of the fiscal year. A couple of reminder to the board members, the each board member has to complete an online one-hour ethics course by December 31st, and the course is available on the Board of Ethics website. We'll send y'all a link so that you can do that. I just wanted to give you plenty of notice so we don't call you December 26th and remind you to get that done. And we have a couple of executive orders pertaining to the board that they, and Jim Devick, you can correct me if I'm wrong, from the prior governor, they're still valid until 60 days after the close of the regular session after the inauguration. And those new executive orders have been issued. They're in your binders. They pertain to call of meetings and authorizing the chair to sign certain documents. And then we also have a letter from the governor stating he has chosen not to be the chairman of the board, which he is authorized to do in statute, and delegates the authority to elect a chair to the board itself.
Okay, question about that. Do we, at that time, are we also supposed to be filing our, what is it, 2.1 form?
That's May not 15th. Due until May 15th, yes, sir. So,
that's not due until May 15th of...
Right, you've got almost a year to file your form, but you have to take your ethics course before December 31st. The deadlines don't coincide.
And you did say it was online.
It's
about
online.
An hour in duration? About an hour?
It's about an hour. It's on the Board of Ethics website, and we're going to email y'all the link so you'll have that. And we won't let this slip up on you. We will give you further reminders as the year goes on.
There's no further business on the agenda, so I'd like a motion to adjourn, please. Moved by Mr. Hike to adjourn. Second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? We are adjourned. Thank you.